Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 13. Let love of the brothers and sisters continue. Do not neglect hospitality to strangers. For by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember the prisoners, as though in prison with them, and those who are badly treated, since you yourselves also are in the body. Marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled. For God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterers. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever abandon you. So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?
All of us feel lonely from time to time, perhaps because of ill health, a busy work schedule, or moving for a new job or school. When that happens, we find it harder to reach out to friends. Our mind starts telling us no one's interested in our thoughts or feelings, and we build walls around our heart that let few people in. The more we withdraw, the worse we feel. But it's important to distinguish between loneliness and aloneness, because those of us who are believers are never truly alone. Yes, everyone feels isolated at some point, but God never intended for us to live disconnected from one another. Ever since creation, He planned for us to enjoy an intimate relationship with Him and with others. First, He established a personal relationship with Adam, and then provided him with Eve. Note the order. Intimacy with God precedes intimacy with anyone else. In the absence of a personal relationship with the Lord, loneliness prevails, and the only way to be connected to the Heavenly Father is by trusting Jesus as Savior. When we do that, we receive His peace and the promise that He'll always be with us. Believers are forever His children and never truly alone.